USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Democrats are trying to overthrow the last election because they know they're not going to win the next election. That's all it is.
President Trump there at a campaign rally last night in Louisiana, where he also told supporters the impeachment investigation has been difficult, but good for his campaign.
The people of this country aren't buying it, you see it, because we're going up and they're going down.
Public hearings in the inquiry will resume today. Classmates and neighbors say a teenager accused of yesterday's mass shooting at a Southern California high school has always been a quiet kid. The 16-year-old's accused of shooting five students, killing two of them at the school in Santa Clarita, a half hour north of L.A. He's in grave condition after trying to take his own life. And this is USA Radio News.
An official message from Medicare.
It's open enrollment, Fred. Time to compare plans.
Oh, Alice, we're fine with what we have.
Well, that's what the Johnsons thought until they tried Medicare's new Plan Finder.
The Johnsons, huh?
We saved on our prescription costs.
And got extra benefits. Come on, Fred. Maybe we'll find something better.
Plans change every year. Use the new Plan Finder at Medicare.gov to compare health and drug plans. Open enrollment ends December 7th.
What do you know? Comparing plans really pays.
Liberty Mutual Insurance Company presents.
And Doug. Where's the money, Karen?
I'm sorry, the money?
The money is saved by having Liberty Mutual customize your home insurance, so you only pay for what you need.
Oh, that money. I used it to add to my collection of clown paintings. Take a look.
Amazing. Wow.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
The U.S. Senate was voting down a gun control measure at about the same time that deadly school shooting was happening yesterday in Southern California. The House passed the bill earlier this year calling for universal background checks. It would have closed a loophole allowing guns to be purchased from private sellers without a background check. U.S. Defense Chief Mark Esper rejecting Amazon's claims of bias in awarding a $10 billion cloud contract to Microsoft. Amazon's announced plans to challenge the move, claiming that politics got in the way of the contracting process because of President Trump's beef with Amazon's founder Jeff Bezos. Fewer adults than ever are smoking in America. The CDC says smoking among adults has hit an all-time low of 13.7%, effective last year, a decline of about two-thirds since 50 years ago. This is USA Radio News.
America is built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
In election 2020 news, that Democratic field in the race for the White House just keeps on getting bigger, as we hear from USA Radio's Robin Walensky.
Another Democrat gets into the race for 2020, former Massachusetts Governor Deval Patrick, making a late entry. Patrick filing the day before the deadline in New Hampshire, the first primary state. Patrick posting this announcement video on his campaign website.
I am today announcing my candidacy for President of the United States. Come be a part of this.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.
Vaping still causing significant health problems for more Americans. The CDC now says nearly 2,200 lung injury cases connected to e-cigarettes have been reported as of yesterday, with at least 42 deaths confirmed in two dozen states as well as Washington, D.C. A new study is looking into the lives of man's best friend, and researchers at the University of Washington and Texas A&M want to involve 10,000 dogs of all breeds and their owners in that study about how dogs age. Scientists want to look at the factors that decide a dog's lifespan and whether life expectancy for dogs can be improved. The Dog Aging Project, as it's called, will be looking at dogs of every age, size, and location. Online, we're located at usaradio.com. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.